Facebook connects people. It's what they do. And they know real, meaningful connections happen on safe, secure platforms. That's why they build tools that give you more control and help keep you safe online, like Privacy Checkup. Access your information. And their industry-leading AI that detects harmful content faster. Learn more about how their tools protect their communities and the work ahead at about.fb.com/taking action.
He's always mistakenly British.
Tea and crumpets.
Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all seven continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bose Nerdly, presents Mark Stein.
That's right. I can't wait to hear Mark Stein's take on events of the last 24 hours. Mark, my friend, how are you?
I'm doing great, James. How are you?
You know, Mark, I haven't seen Democrats this angry since a Republican president took their slaves away.
Yeah, that's true. Well, actually, that's a very good way of looking at it. And as Rush always used to say, for people who think abortion is evil, it is exactly the equivalent in our times that slavery was in the 19th century. So that's not inappropriate. And right now, for the Democrats, it's even worse, because it's like if you go back 150 years and they'd like wrecked everything, nothing's working for them, and all they had to run on was slavery. That's what they're doing here. They're saying, oh, well, basically, everything we touch turns to garbage, open borders, inflation, whatever. But the great news is these scary Republicans here are going to end a woman's right to choose. We can't define what a woman is. So, but we have a woman's right to choose that exists independently of what a woman is, which is fantastic.
You know, here's the thing. I was just going through the LA Times today, and they have an article that actually tells the truth, which is odd in a liberal publication. But it tells the truth about the shaky legal foundation that Roe came into being on. And one of the people that has talked about how awful constitutionally this law was their hero, RBG,
yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She understood, and she was open about saying, look, this is not really great law. And it became a storm center because I was just mentioning that the book from Woodward and Bernstein, The Brethren, went into great detail about how this law was crafted and how arbitrary. Years later, and as soon as this draft, which is not the final version, was announced, protesters showing up in front of the Supreme Court, gnashing their head, banging their teeth, of course, like we're approaching the end of the world. What happened, correct me if I'm wrong, is that even if it's overturned, this now becomes a state's issue, which is where it was in the first place.
Well, yes, it becomes a state's issue without all the rubbish attached to it by that. It's worth reading the original decision, because it's appallingly written. And I was just talking to our mutual friend Anne McElhenney. You know her. Anne is Irish. Ireland actually voted for abortion. Ireland voted for abortion and decided that basically it had changed its mind. That's all it said. It had said it had changed its mind. And that was all they did.
Well, Mark, good. I missed most of that, sadly. But thank you. We're doing a remote, by the way, Mark. From Staten Island. Have you ever been to Staten Island?
Yes, I have been to Staten Island. I go to all the places that are mentioned in American. Everything I know about American geography, I learned from American songs, and so. Staten Island is in a famous old song called Manhattan, and I thought I'd like to see that. And that's when I was a teenager, I went to all the places. The only reason I ever went to Chattanooga was because of Chattanooga Choo Choo. No disrespect to anybody from Chattanooga. So I learned Well, I learned American geography from American songs. The basic core point I was making there, James, is just that basically torturing the English language to so as if it what these guys in powdered wigs over two centuries ago cannily foresaw a need for abortion rights two centuries later. I can't stand that. It's rubbish. Torturing the plain in New Hampshire, we have a statute that says the laws have to be construed by the plain meaning of the English language. And that's the exact opposite of what they do at the Supreme Court, where they torture the wording of the Constitution to find some bogus constitutional pretext for whatever it is they want. Don't do it that way. Why don't you just do it honestly through the legislatures of 50 states, if that's what you want?
And if it had been done honestly through the legislatures of 50 states, like it was done, I believe, in Ireland, then the debate stops. The debate stops. But here's what I want to ask you. Okay, Supreme Court rules same-sex marriage is legal, right? Conservatives say, okay, never mind our protest, it's legal. The Supreme Court said it's legal. And they go about their business. By the way, in my personal opinion, all the sky is falling that was predicted after same-sex marriage didn't happen. Okay? Mm. But it was a decision, and conservatives said, okay, Supreme Court ruled, we go along with it. We go along with it, we'll stop the protest. Whether it's, no matter what law, whether it's the takings law, no matter what the Supreme Court rules, conservatives, Republicans respect it, and they follow the law. If it appears that even the Supreme Court wants to rule on something that these liberals don't want, they will raise holy hell. In fact, one of them, I'm trying to remember who it was today, actually, it was one of the Kennedy clan, called for a revolution. It was Shriver, Maria Shriver, called for a revolution if this takes place. What is the difference in mindset here with respect to the court?
Well, you know something? That exactly gets to what I have a problem with here. A judge's republic is a contradiction in terms. Simply because some bloke is wearing a polyester black robe doesn't make what he's saying any... No, I'm being serious about this, James. This idea that these are... I don't see the point of throwing off poor old George III. I said this years ago. I don't see the point of throwing off one guy in ermine to prostrate yourself before five guys in basic black. It's pathetic. And this is clearly within the remit of the people. This idea, this again, on same-sex marriage, Australia had a referendum and they voted for same-sex marriage. And basically all those guys were saying was, we've changed our mind on this. We didn't really like to think about two blokes going at it in the middle of the outback healthier get lads do with the sheep, but we've changed our mind. That's more honest. That's more honest than this pathetic. Oh yes. The drafters of the American Constitution cannily foresaw the need for gay marriage two centuries hence, so they left room for it between the lines in the this is rubbish, and conservatives are the chumps of the planet for going along with that. They should just say we've changed our mind. Yeah, transgenders, that's right. We want to pump hormones. 7-year-old girls who want to be boys. Okay, we're going to pump hormones into them just because we've changed our mind. But to pretend it's a constitutional, it's not in the Constitution. You're bonkers, and it destroys what's actually in the Constitution by this idea of purporting to divine. Oh yes, we all gather round in the rear chambers of the Supreme Court, and we have the draft of the Constitution in the cauldron bubbling away, and then we all take some powders, and the room begins to smell of incense, and we start to divine sentences that aren't actually in the Constitution. And that's what it means to be a nation of laws, boys and girls. It's rubbish, all that.
Well, the hope is, and this is one of the hundreds of theories that are circulating around now as to why the leaker leaked. By the way, do you think the leaker will ever be found?
I think this depends, because my own view is that this might well have been leaked by an actual bona fide black-robed judge herself. And so if that's the case, I think they're going to cover it. I think they'll cover it up. The other, if it's a clerk who leaked it, then that guy's got no legal career, but has a great future. There's a nightly show on MSNBC waiting for that clerk right now, if he can start Monday.
Well, supposedly Chuck Schumer says the Democrats are infuriated. Lisa Murkowski, the Rhino Republican, is saying that this has rocked her confidence in the court, blah, 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 blah. It's amazing. It's amazing what rocks these people's confidence in the court. The court can come up with all sorts of rulings. The court can say, oh, it's just lovely, despite the fact that we have a takings law. We can have a private developer take your damn land and build something on it. Oops, never mind. We don't have the money to build it. Your private land is gone. The Constitution can say that's okay, and these people don't find the least bit trouble in that, even though it violates everything that's in black and white in the Constitution.
Well,
it's amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's actually a very good example, James, because that's not abstract like a lot of these issues, freedom of speech or freedom. That's about as real as it gets. This is a republic. It's a self-governing republic. What that means is the citizens of this republic elect some of their representatives to make the laws. And this idea, this perversion of the court, which the founders would be horrified by, that somehow nine judges are actually a super legislature, is a perversion of the court's function. The fact that it's a 5-4, 5-4-4-5, so there's always one designated swinger on the court. So he's like the supreme intergalactic arbiter of everything. This is completely bonkers. If you'd said to the founding fathers, don't forget to write in the bit about how one of these nine guys is the supreme intergalactic arbiter of everything, because that's a really good constitutional proposition right there. I mean, this is a perverted and it's a pitiful way for a self-governing republic, this prostration before these, before a bunch of judges. I've been in front of judges. I can tell you that they're highly...
Yes, you have.
They're highly variable. And so the idea that, oh, yes, this is the judges. The judges have spoken, so you can't say anything now. She said, Nancy Pelosi, it's almost as if, God had come down and given the tablets to Moses. No, it isn't. So Sonia Sotomayor is Moses. Is that how you're explaining it? This is ludicrous.
That's how they explain it. Let me just leave you with this and get your thoughts on this. I'm glad you mentioned Pelosi. She's one of them. So we've had Pelosi, we've had Schumer, we've had Joe Biden, who, by the way, poor Joe, he slipped today. He started talking about how abortion is actually aborting a child. You're not supposed to use that language if you're a liberal. You're not supposed to pretend that they're human beings. And he actually said it, aborting a child. So he said it, poor Joe. But anyway, these are the same people. Yeah. I saw these people protesting out there, and I saw the signs. One of the signs says, basically keep the government out of my body. By the way, this whole it's my body thing, it's not your body. It's someone else's body. That's the whole point of it. It's someone else's body who's inside your body for a brief period of time. That's the whole point of this. But besides that, okay, I see the signs that say keep the government out of my body. Keep the government out of my body. And I'm just saying to myself, aren't these the same people who just got through a few minutes ago telling us to put that damn vaccine in our body and or lose your job? You're mandated to stick this in your body. Otherwise, we have the right to hire you. You're mandated to wear this mask in your body and digest whatever is in this mask, the microplastics inside your lungs. These are the same people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a
woman's right. Don't they understand the irony in this?
No, they're in favor of bodily autonomy for them. But if you want to be a busboy in a New York restaurant, if you want to be in the military, if you want, oh yeah, you've only had 7 jabs. No. You need the 8th booster. That's a charm. You can't have it both ways on so-called bodily autonomy. You know, you can't say keep your rosaries off my ovaries, but your rosaries can crawl up and down the guy's arm, the busboy's arm, and stick needles in him all the way up when it comes to the COVID. This is particularly interesting in a legal context, because they never think about first principles, the left. It's all about power. So this is about, bodily autonomy, keep your hands off my body. And then once they've reversed this, they'll be back to jabbing you in the arm every 20 minutes. It's all about power with these guys.
Absolutely. Mark Stein, as always, thank you, my friend. Appreciate your insights, and we'll look forward to hearing. Do you think this story is still going to be around next week when we chat?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think this is they still haven't got the thing where the Antifa lads rampage through the town, toppling the statues of white men who opposed abortion in the 16th century. I mean, they've got a long way to go with this yet. We're just in part one of what's going to be a long drama.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you.
Thanks, James.
WABC, you're listening to Bo Snively's Rush Hour. We're coming right back after this. Don't go away.
This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Bo Snerdly
on 77 WABC.